Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. It's been a minute. We have been so busy. This quarantine has kept us all so very busy, which is good because that means we get to introduce to you all of the fun things we've been working on, especially at Cold Control Studios and the Velvet Rope Theater. We have shows scheduled and classes coming. The reopening is starting to gain so much buzz, and a lot of new students want to join us, which is great. We want you all to be involved and, of course, welcome back our current members so they can kick gear right back into the new season. So we have our expansion classes that we're offering both online and in this challenge. This challenge is once in every, 7 to 9 months, because we don't often get into our expansion class challenges until the end of the year. This one is perfect because it's right in the middle of the summer beginning and right at the end of our pole season, so we can start the new season when we open with amazing energy and awesome cardio ability with booty yoga. Booty yoga is one of those classes that I've been encouraging students to take for quite a while, and if you have been interested at all, this is a perfect opportunity to get right in. Not only will you learn so much about the practice, you'll learn so much about yourself. You'll gain what it feels like to be in a tribe, because it goes way beyond than just being in the group class. You find an ability to connect with a part of yourself that you never had before. And I want to give you a little bit more to what to expect, especially if you've never taken a booty yoga class. So first, booty yoga is a soulful blend of power yoga. It also has cardio-intensive tribal dance, conditioning, and deep abdominal toning. So what that means is that these all-in-one workouts will tone and sculpt your entire body while facilitating complete inner transformation. Classes range from 60 to 90 minutes long, and if you're able to understand how to get breath work under control, you'll see amazing changes within these 10 days of this challenge. The meaning of booty is, it comes from an Indian Marathi, which means a cure that has been hidden or kept secret. It was initially used as a reference to herbs considered in booty, but you'll always get asked if you're doing booty, B-O-O-T-Y, and you'll have to correct people to help them understand that there is a ancient history behind booty, an enlightened one. Therefore, being a bodhisattva has successfully realized the power to heal is within. In fact, many women would like to replace an identification as a bodhisattva towards the top of her list as mom, wife, bodhisattva. It's a true realization and awareness. And it's important to realize that this practice gives you a new sense of identity and belonging. The more you can infuse that sincerity or genuine understanding of what sattva means, then you'll definitely get more benefits from this class and this course. The practice of yoga has been in India for over 6,000 years. We all know that. And yoga means to join or unite. Yoga isn't a religion. To any person, regardless of their faith or affiliation, they can be considered a yogi or yogini. The practice of yoga is often viewed as a path of self-discovery and a transformation. And this transformation or joining of the soul, body, and physical body is achieved through a series of steps that include physical movement, focus, breath work, ethical behavior, and meditation. Now, that goes way beyond what a lot of people can understand, because I know most of my friends, they definitely don't meditate. But this practice helps you understand that it goes way beyond, deeper than meditation. It goes into breath work, which we often don't understand how to really awaken in those chakras. So first, you have to stand the warm-up. The warm-up is extremely important. Why do we awaken it? It's the kundalini. It's a concentration of feminine energy that lies dormant at the base of your spine. It's also referred as your shakti. The female deity responsible for the creation. The yoga has been very specific about teaching techniques of breath control to conjure the kundalini or the shakti energy. What you do is you conjure up the central channel to merge with the Shiva. Like the shakti, Shiva is a potential energy concentration that lies just below the crown chakra. Shiva is a Hindu deity responsible for destruction and transformation. So it's said that when the body is aligned properly through asana and has reached a certain level of competency, the shakti mixes with the Shiva and the kundalini is awakened. You might understand it as a explosion or uncontrollable laughter, or comes in fear or tears or anything that's over emotional, like hugging or singing. That is all natural, and that's what's so great about being a woman. You're able to connect to at least your crown chakra and begin to start understanding your body from the inside out and understanding how to heal it, which is the most important thing we're going to discuss mostly, because this virus has had us all in a state of mental and physical distress, and our well-being has been at a test. And while we're attempting to give classes online and offer conversations on Zoom, and these personal relationships just aren't quite the same trying to connect through the computer. So we'll do our best, especially during this 10-day challenge, to be able to connect with each of you that are joining us in this challenge to get additional credits for classes, because those credits do add up. They equal additional classes. And so if you ever wonder, how are these girls earning so many classes, or how did she only buy 50 classes and she has 100 now? Because she's possibly doing her homework, joining our challenges, and being a part of our community. Because Pole Control Studios is so ever-evolving, we involve mostly businesses that have more of a connection to what we're doing overall, I should say. We do find ourselves connecting with small businesses and other styles of classes that all incorporate our style of teaching. So you'll see there'll be sensual classes, then there'll be circus certifications. We'll also offer for less training, and of course those performances to private members only, and then back to our basic training of pole 101. We offer very specific skill sets at our studio because we want our students to be overall well versed for the dance community, for the adult industry, for just being able to express themselves and have a whole connection to their feminine selves. Even our men students have a need to tap into that energy that isn't often considered feminine, but is necessary to be able to balance for normal life. So with this said, I do hope to see you in Booty Yoga Challenge. It's 10 days starting today. If you haven't checked your email, please do. You'll usually get emails on Fridays from Pole Control Studios, and we'll try to be more on top of giving recurring information that is relevant to what we have going on. So we want to welcome you again to this adventure in Booty Yoga and hope that you benefit just as much as we do from this amazing craft and art form, and you'll find yourself having an emotional, uncontrollable, beautiful moment of an awakening experience. And I hope you'll be able to change your direction of movement when it comes to understanding how your body works, so you'll
challenge yourself with things that are a little bit unconventional, and of course, on a level of more difficulty. But we will definitely get back to the Skimble app to condition your body for this core style workout. So I hope you've been just as excited as I am for the reopening of the studio, because we are counting down to the big day. I had posted a video showing every detail of what we have to clean and operate the studio under a new protocol that will keep all students safe and will mind all state government regulations we have for reopening. We understand that there are lots of concerns about what and when and where and how. We are still here. We're not going anywhere. We appreciate all of your donations, keeping us open and attending to the studio's very personal needs of being open during this recessive time. And until we all are back on our feet and back into the swing of things, we will abide by all the new measures that we need to take so we can keep each other safe and continuously coming to the studio. I will highly suggest not promoting the studio for students quite yet, because we want to work out some of the kinks before we start dealing with an influx of new clients. We do appreciate all of your support and your referrals and wanting to get your mom and your sisters taking a class. However, we want to be able to open back with the members we have in a nice, slow, progressive way that we know will be safe and we can continue to stay open and not have to reopen later. So there's a lot going on, as you all know, and we want to keep you involved. Feel free to check out the website, www.polecontrolstudios.com. There will be more updates on events. And if you check the bottom of the website, there's an additional navigation menu of things you may have missed and a search bar of things you are looking for in specific. So if you're looking for archives of other newsletters, or potentially any other information that was within the site that you can't just identify through the normal navigation menu, feel free to check out the bottom footer and hit into the search, whatever title or item you're looking for, and it will take you directly there. Our new classes online are through MindBody, and we're really happy that they're going well. Unfortunately, I don't like the platform of how it's set up, so we may go back to Zoom. We'll let you know. Oh, I'm sorry, not Zoom, GoToMeeting. We will let you know how that goes about, but we will keep you informed on the website. Stay informed and keep reading what's going on so we will know how to communicate with you further. And, of course, if you're not getting our newsletters, please, 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 please sign in and make sure you opt in into your accounts to receive our newsletters and promotions. Check your promotion folders if you're not receiving them, because they may go to your spam because they're coming from the word Poll Control Studios, which may trigger your firewall. So I hope to see you all in this booty yoga challenge, and I definitely can't wait to see you back in class. It's going to be so much fun to have you back on regular pole time, doing our regular activities, getting ready for burlesque, our paint parties, any game nights, and everything we have going on at Pole Control, because when it comes down to it, our school totally rocks, and it's because of you we rock. Because your activity keeps us going. So until then, shout, babies.